Yo, 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 another episode of D&K in the queue. It's in the lab, volume 3, episode 3. I got my man, my dog for years, Rob Del Bovey, the Maris, the former Maris Red Fox, excuse me, the former Maris Red Fox out of Pleasantville, New York, or more specifically, Briarcliff Manor, New York. Rob, how you doing, my guy?
I was waiting for you to say Briarcliff Manor. I mean, I live in Briarcliff. I still got to rep that correctly.
I know. I thought about it. I'm like, yo, Rob's going to be tight if I just leave it at Pleasantville. Because, nah, Rob's from Briarcliff, man.
And actually, to be more specific, it's now Mount Kisco, New York. But you're good.
Yep. Rob currently lives in Mount Kisco. I mean, he's not with the parents no more. But, yeah, man, how is everything doing, my dog? I mean, I talk to you almost every day. But let the people know how you feeling, quarantine, how's life right now? Just let them know real quick.
I mean, I talk to you every day. You know how I'm doing, really. But I got a job, man. I'm blessed to have a good job. And I'm busy with that. I got a girl now. I got a really good girl now. So that's going on.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And, you know, bro, there's not much to do. I work, quarantine, sleep. That's it, you know.
Yeah, bro. Everything's fucked up right now, bro. I mean, we can't go down the shore. We can't do what we like to do when the summertime comes. Everything's screwed up right now, bro. Like, you already know how I'm feeling. You already know everything's fucked up in my life right now with all this shit going on. We're going to wait till all this shit passes through, man. How's the fam? How's the legendary Bob Del? How's your pops doing? We're going to talk about your pops a little bit. How's he doing? He good?
Bob is better than ever. He's retired from teaching now.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect year to retire, or however you want to put it, I guess, but a weird year to retire.
Yeah.
Still coaching balls. That happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's chilling, man. He's playing golf, and he's got Netflix now. He's now learned how to put that onto the TV. And he used to just watch HBO, so now he watches a lot of Netflix. So he's chilling. And my sister's good, too. Everyone's chilling.
Amanda's good. Okay. Good to know that the family is good. Now, we're going to get right into business. Basketball. The story of Rob Del Bovey. From a little kid in Westchester all the way up until marriage. It's been a long journey those years. I know it's been a long time for you. I already know. I thought, like I said, and everyone knows already, I told you every day, I know you haven't touched the basketball in years. But during the times that you did touch a basketball, shit got real dangerous. I mean, shit got real dangerous. Back when Rob used to touch a ball on almost every level, shit got real dangerous. I know that already, but now we gotta let them know that. We gotta take them back to how it all started. You feel me? Because I think you got a unique story. You know what I'm saying? You got a unique story. So let's get into it. Rob Del Bovey. When was the first time you played basketball at an organized in an organized setting? How old were you?
Well, first of all, you want to know what my first word was as a baby or a child, whatever you want to call me at that point?
What was it?
Ball. Ball. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? When I'm on D, I always have ball because that's what I do. I'm guarding the best player every time. But besides that, back to your question, when did I first play ball? Organized? Probably
organized,
BYO.
CYO? Okay, how old were you when you started playing? Same thing as me. CYO was my first organized team as well. How old were you when you started playing CYO?
The last couple of years in elementary school / middle school. Or no, what do you – you want to be, what? What are you, fourth or fifth grade around then when you're in CYO?
Yeah, like fifth, sixth grade before middle school.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so you would say about fifth grade. You started playing. You played at what elementary school did you go to?
I went to Todd School, but they didn't have a school rec league or anything like that. So I went to St. Teresa's, which was in Ossining.
Okay, St. Teresa's in Ossining. Ossining is another city in Westchester for those who aren't familiar. Okay, so let's take you back a little bit. I know it's been a while. Your first year playing organized basketball. Who was your coach, first of all? Do you remember?
God, his last name was Burrow. He was one of the he was one of my friend's dad, you know, one of my buddies, little buddies at the time's dad.
Okay, cool. So how did that? How did your first year playing organized? How did that go? How did you do your first year ever playing organized basketball?
You know, I was all right back then. I couldn't really shoot that well, and my handles honestly were suspect at the time, as were probably most kids my age.
Yeah.
But I would say I always loved the sport. I always would practice on my own, even at a young age. And mm-hmm. My progression was slow back then, but I had the work ethic down pretty young. So, but I wasn't all that when I was young, though. I wasn't the best.
Okay. So how many points do you think you averaged that whole entire year? How many, like, give me like a ballpark?
Oh, when I was that young man, you're lucky. If your team scored 30 points in a game back then, you were nice. So if you had 8 points a game, you were nice. So maybe around that, 8 points.
Okay, around 8 points the first year playing CYO. Okay. So that's the first
six
year.
Six to eight. Oh, I'll say 6 to 8.
6 to 8? Okay. And after your first year playing organized basketball, how did you feel? That you were motivated to keep on going, right?
I was, man. And my dad was on me, too. Whether I wanted to keep playing or not, which I did, my dad was going to, you know, he was going to be right there with me to make me play and get better, you know. So
I feel you. That's the way it's supposed to be. So we're done with the first year. Okay, so sixth grade, I would think. The second year is CYO. How did that go? Was it better than the first or just about the same?
Like I said, I probably slowly progressed at that time. I was so young. I was focused on getting better, and I had a work ethic even at that age, but it wasn't at a point where it is now in my life and back even when I was in high school, my work ethic. So, you know, I was okay. I had a little bit of a shot, a little hand. Like I said, nothing. I really wasn't a standout at that point. I wouldn't say I was.
Okay. So it was basically, okay, so a little bit of a slow progression. Now, moving forward from the elementary school stuff, now you're entering middle school. What middle school did you go to?
Pleasantville Middle School.
You went to Pleasantville Middle School. Okay. Did you played both years of middle school at Pleasantville?
I did.
Okay. Okay. So we're talking seventh grade and eighth
now
grade.
Now, during that time, that's Tri-County basketball, correct? Yeah, that's Tri-County.
Okay. All right. So that first year of middle school, you're transitioning now. You're moving up a little bit. How did that first year go?
So that's when I started playing a lot more for my dad. I think he was the head coach of the Tri-County team I was on.
Mm-hmm.
I played a lot of AAU. I think I was getting into AAU a lot more serious at that point.
Okay, we'll get AAU. Yeah, we'll get into AAU. But how did that first year go? That middle school year.
I was all right. I've gotten at that point a nice shot. My shot had gotten improved. My form was getting better. I jumped a lot more in my shot.
Okay.
I was getting stronger. I was okay. I was getting better.
Did you ever do, like, individual workouts, or really the only time you really practiced was, like, during practice?
No. I practiced on my own even at that point. At that point, I was beginning to work on my own. I would say at that point, that's when I started taking 1,000 shots a day around then.
Okay.
And, like I said, I also started going to other camps and working on my game more on the side. So.
Okay, perfect. So real quick on a side note. You mentioned him. You mentioned him before I mentioned him during the whole thing. Bob Del Bovey. Give the people a little background about your dad. His basketball background, of course. Let them know everything from if he played and stuff like that. I never even asked you if he played, so let them know right now.
Right. I guess I'll start with the most important part with him. He was the youngest Division I coach in the country at one point when he was the head coach at Manhattan College. And that was very early 90s. I think actually, let me think, 89. You can just Google this if you'd like. 89, 90. And he stopped right when I was born. But that's what he's most well known for. And around where I live, and in the Bronx and in the city, he's very well known for being the head coach of St. Raymond's, where at that one point, I believe they were even nationally ranked, and they were beating nationally ranked teams in the high schools in the inner city. He also was my teacher. For my senior year, so he's also a teacher, and so when I was born, he went on to coaching high school, and that's what he's been doing since. And he's won a section championship, and we could, you know, feel free to ask me other questions, but yeah, that's a little bit of his background.
Just a little bit of his background. Bob Del Bolgi. So he came. It's Rob came from a basketball background. He had a dad that coached at the Division I level and obviously loved the game of basketball. So he brought it to you. And then that's a beautiful thing, man. That's a beautiful thing. So we're going to get to your dad more in a little bit. But okay, so eighth grade is basically the same thing. I'm guessing, like, the points were about the same. Do you think you scored more, you were more comfortable your final year of middle school?
Yeah, and also at that point, I want to point out that I was starting to play with now and get comfortable with the same people and teammates that I would in high school. So the guys that I had around me at that point, they were also getting better with me, and we were helping each other get better. So that would be Nolan, my point guard Matt, Jack, and then we had our power forward Scott Tierney. We would all get better. We were all getting better on our game at separate things at the same time. So. And that's when I knew, that's when my dad even said, we knew, like, oh, wow, we got, like, a little bit of squad, you know, and we realized that, you know, kind of early on, too, which was nice.
Perfect. That's a good thing to point out, that your dad was already seeing something in the group of guys that you had in middle school. Okay,
yeah.
So before we get into high school, let's talk about AAU. When did you start playing AAU? What year did you start playing AAU?
I think middle school, and then my freshman year in eighth grade, actually, too. One of those years I played on the Metro Hawks, so the Mount Vernon Metro Hawks. That is where I really I noticed a significant increase in my physical toughness when going to the rim and my defense after that summer, because I wouldn't start necessarily playing with them, but I would come in off the bench, and we were playing good teams. We were playing really good teams.
Yeah.
Like, we played – I think we even played the Hawks select team at one point. We played a lot of really good teams. And just practicing with them, you know, it reminded me, and it actually helped me down the road practicing with Maris, because at that point, you know what, I was practicing.
Whoa. We're not talking about Maris right now, Rob. We're not talking about Maris right now.
I know, but I'm going to segue. All right, go ahead.
We're not talking about Maris right now, man. We talk about the Metro Hawks. So that team, that went well. So, okay, you started playing AAU at about 12, we said, right?
Yes, and what I was going to say is I was playing with people who were better than me at the time, so it helped me get better.
Okay, yes. Okay, so Metro Hawks was your first team. That was eighth grade freshman year. Okay. So with that, now we're going to jump into high school right away, because I know there's more AAU going into high school, so we might as well just make that transition now. Rob's getting ready to go to high school, Pleasantville High, the home of the Panthers, correct?
That's right.
The home of the Panthers. Okay. So now we're at freshman year. Rob is a high school student now. Freshman year, who would you play? You played freshman or you played JV?
Freshman JV.
Okay. Freshman year, you played JV. Who's the coach of your JV team?
This guy... His name was Coach Mojica. He was the JV coach at the time.
Okay. He was the coach at the time. Okay, freshman year, right into it. Were you nervous getting ready to play high school basketball, or it was just ball to you? It didn't really matter.
No, I wasn't nervous. No, not at all. I'd grown up, my dad would make me practice with them growing up a lot. So, you know, I felt like I was ready to go early, maybe even earlier.
Okay. So... How did it go for you on your first year JV as a freshman high school student? How'd that go?
At that point I had my shot was there. It was already done. At that point my shot was well developed. Like I said to you too, I was ready to play varsity at that point. I won't get into why I didn't. You know, me and two other people could have. It was politics, but it is what it is. I don't want to get into that. I was ready. My shot was, you know, varsity, but at least ready. I was getting to the basket a little bit here and there when I was able to. I could play defense. I was good then, man. I was ready to go.
Ready to go.
I was ready for varsity when I was a freshman.
So you would say that freshman year JV, there was no adversity for you that year?
No, I didn't have a problem playing against anyone that I was playing against at that level, no.
Okay, no problems with coaches,
no
problems with teammates, nothing. Everything went smooth.
No, not at all, no. That was smooth.
But, you know, there's no playoffs. Like, you're just playing. It wasn't a fun. I didn't enjoy that year. That was my least favorite year for sports, you know.
Okay, so we got that out of the way. Freshman year was just regular shit. So now we're going into sophomore year. You still on JV or you moved up?
No, now I'm on varsity.
Okay. Wow, which is huge. Let's point this out, people. Let's point this out, man. There's not a lot of people, you know what I mean? Most people, including myself, sophomore year, you're playing JV in high school. Rob made that leap. As soon as sophomore year came, he played varsity, which is hard to do. We're not going to discredit it. It's hard to play varsity as a sophomore in high school. But Rob was able to get to that level as a sophomore in high school, probably around, so how old are you, like 14?
No, I think you're, 15, 16 when you're a sophomore, right? 16?
Yeah, 14, 15 sophomore year, 14, 15. So you were probably 14 when sophomore basketball season started. So now we're on varsity. How are you feeling? You feeling it's just regular shit again, or you're a little bit nervous about making that leap?
No, I felt comfortable, man. I was comfortable. I didn't start my sophomore year. However, I came off the bench quite often, myself with my other teammates that were in my year, so the other sophomores. So Nolan was brought up, Jack was brought up, Matt was brought up, and I was brought up all in that year.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't scared, bro. We were ready. They actually, you know, people had respected us even as sophomores, and they knew that we were going to come up at one point and be potential section champions at that point. So, no, I wasn't nervous, and neither were my teammates that were coming up with me. No.
Okay. So, how did you guys do? Oh, yeah. Also, record-wise, real quick, let's go back to freshman year. What was your record freshman year? Do you remember? How'd y'all do?
My sophomore year?
Freshman year.
I don't remember. What was our record?
JV freshman year I'm talking about.
Oh, I couldn't tell you, man. I don't remember.
We
were way above 500. I just don't remember.
Okay, way above the 500. Okay, yeah, so sophomore year varsity, what was the record? How were y'all doing?
We were a playoff team. We were probably like, I don't know, we weren't great. We probably were like seven, eight games above 500, maybe a little better than that.
Okay.
But put it this way, we lost in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who did we lose to? Oh, they're right over the bridge. Albertus Magnus we had lost to.
Albertus. Oh, in Rockland?
Yeah, and there was a shooter on that team that was good. This white dude. What was his name? You know who I'm talking about, too. What's his name?
Was he white?
He ended up playing D2. He was really good. I think he hit 5 or 6 threes on us. But when I came in the game, he had stopped doing that.
He locked him up. I forgot. I'm going to look that up after, see if I know who he is, but okay.
Right.
So sophomore year, you guys did pretty well. Same thing, no adversity, no problems with teammates, no nothing, right? Everything was smooth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just regular shit. Okay, so sophomore year was pretty good. Yeah, you're getting comfortable on varsity. Now let's go into junior year of high school. You're on varsity again, obviously. How did that go? How did that year go? What was your first off? Okay, now you're on varsity. Let's go back to this. Did you have any colleges looking at you after your sophomore year?
No, zero. Nope.
Okay. No offers yet. Okay. So now we're going into junior year. What's your mindset going into junior year?
So going into junior year, actually, so let me go back to your last question. So going into junior year is when I went to a really good hoop group camp, and I went to two of them that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot, and I was doing really good in that camp too. And actually that summer, I did actually receive a letter from a Division III school. So that, you know, I wouldn't say it was a offer, but I was getting some looks somewhat because I had done well at this camp. And that actually boosted my confidence because I was playing really well against kids at this hoop group camp. So going into my junior year, I felt, bro, that was my best year. That's when I was at my peak and really – started getting my workouts down, my drills I would do every day. It was a routine, bro. People know me in high school. I didn't go out. They said, Rob, you don't see him out too much. I was doing my routines all summer long. I was ready for junior year. So I was, to answer your question, yes, I was locked in for junior year.
Okay. Hoop Group. We're talking about Hoop Group in New Jersey, correct?
Yes. Hoop
Group
in New Jersey.
For those who don't know, that's another thing that sets Rob apart. I don't know too many kids that's how you know your dad knew exactly where to bring you. I don't know too many kids in New York. I can't even name any kids. Actually, yeah, a few kids that maybe I coached. But I don't really know too many kids from New York that actually competed in the Hoop Group in high school. Like, that's a really tough environment to be in. I've been in that Hoop Group gym. It's cold. You know what I'm saying? And those kids, they could hoop. So, I mean, the fact that you got to go to Hoop Group and you did your thing, yeah. So, of course, if you're in an environment like that, you're going to have a school that's looking at you. Did you say what school was looking at you?
It was Mount St. Mary, not the Division I one. There's a Division III one in, like, Newburgh.
Yes, close to Maris. Yes, okay.
Right.
All right, so you had a good summer. Junior year, what's your mindset going into? Well, you had a good summer, so I'm guessing like junior year, your mindset was, I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to kill everything, right?
Right.
Okay, so everything's going well at practices, I'm presuming. You still don't got no problems with your teammates, which is another great thing, which is we're going to talk about that as well, that I'm going to just – touch on real quick. It looks like Rob didn't really have any problems with teammates, which is good. A lot of people, man, they got issues with teammates. They don't get along with teammates. It seems like with Rob, I mean, him and his teammates got along, which is great. It seems like you guys had a solid pack and everything was just kind of going your way. So, like, of course you guys are winning a lot of games, which is good. A lot of people don't really get to experience that. So that's also something that needs to be noted. But okay, so junior year, what's going on in regards to the record? How you guys doing?
We were, at that point, we had reached by the end of the year, they were ranking us number one in the state for Class B. Can't recall our exact record. I'm sorry, you have to look that up. But we were number one in the state at that point, at the end of the season for Class B.
Okay.
That year, I actually, my shot was, my shot was the best it ever was in my life, actually, even better than it was my senior year. For whatever reason, like I said, I think maybe my confidence from the very beginning of the season, I was seeing the ball go in.
Yeah.
I was in the best shape. My dad was also a really good coach, and what he knew is that I wouldn't get tired, and he would put me on the best defender. You know, you name it on any team. A lot of kids who are really, really good, I was guarding and holding them to 10 points a lot of times below their average. When we play our rivals, Briars' Manor, I'm going to get fucking – have people talk shit to me saying this, but I don't give a shit. Our old guard, their best player, and he would not get buckets. And whatever, you know, he was good, too. He was good, and it didn't matter. It wouldn't be just him. It would, and he was good, and I will give him credit. There was one game where he torched me a little bit, but I will have to say he went below his average.
Yeah.
And that goes for all of my enemies and people I guarded. I instilled fear in them because I did not get tired, and I was a pest. So I was able to do that at that point, and we had a really good core on our team.
Uh-huh.
And that year, I actually had to make 53 pointers in one season. I had hit.
Wow, 53 is his junior year. Wow, that's really tough. 50.
I believe that's regular. I think that's just regular season too, not playoffs. It is.
Yep. You just talked about regular season. 50. That's hard. Do you feel that you got the credit that you deserved after that junior year, or do you think that you were still under the radar a little bit?
Nah, I didn't get the credit, and that's okay. You know, that's something I've lived with, playing for, first of all, my dad my whole life, even at a smaller stage. People I hear, you know. And again, I had good chemistry with my team, but anybody who went to Pleasantville and was around the team would know that a lot of times parents chirp, right? People chirp and say, oh, very early on, before I got to prove it myself, oh, the coach's son's coming up as a sophomore, oh, this, that. You know, they'll see in the paper, you know, you can read something about me and my dad all the time. It's like, look, if people want to hate and say, talk shit, that's fine, but I got to prove myself and my team proved themselves. And, look, parents a lot of times are a major problem. I'll say that on our team. Parents like to chirp and try to get in the way of our success, but, you know, that's what happens. I think that happens a little bit on every team in high school, but.
Yeah, you know. I feel like you performed anyway, like regardless of what they were saying about you.
Yeah, it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter anyway. Like you're somebody, this is why like your story is so interesting, right? your story is so interesting because you've just been just doubted, bro. You've been doubted. We're gonna talk about more of the doubts during the college years, but you've just been under the radar. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, he played for his dad, blah blah blah. There's people that play for their dads that are trash. There's people that play for their dads that can't play worth a lick, or they're not putting up the numbers that you were putting up. You played for your dad and you were actually performing. You know what I'm saying? People think, okay, yeah, he played for his dad. All right, yeah, but still, like, it's not easy to perform at the varsity stage being 14, 15, 16 years old, regardless of whether you played for your dad or not. So, I mean, no matter what, I mean, you did your thing junior year. So, after junior year, did you have any schools looking at you or no?
Yeah. So, first of all, junior year, we had some guys looking at us. Some schools are looking at a couple at the same time. So, what was in the air? SUNY Purchase. A lot of the SUNYs were coming to our games. At that point, King State, I was speaking to, and that's a school I was actually going to go play at one point. We'll get into that later.
We'll
get into it later. We were, dude. And our team had a lot of hype at that point. We were getting a lot of hype. And guess what? We were going to be all coming back the next year. All of the 100%, 99% of our scoring was all coming back the next year. So there was a lot of, you know, well-deserved hype for that our team at that point. And that's why the next year we were number one right at the season. In the state for Class B.
Talking about that, so you just gave us a little bit of preview. You guys are number one in the state for senior year. You're going into senior year. Let me throw a little curveball at you. You're going into senior year. At that time, you're still young. You're like 16, 17 years old, just like the rest of us. What were you thinking college-wise at that point? Were you thinking to yourself, I'm trying to get a D1 look? Or were you just saying, I'm just going to accept all the schools that look at me, I'm just going to make a decision? What was your goal in regards to college basketball at that time going into senior year?
You know, I wanted to play D1, right? That's everyone's dream, but I didn't think that was realistically, you know, that was a real, real long shot, man. Like,
okay.
I didn't think that would be a scholarship chance for me, no. And I was smart enough to realize, you know, realistic enough to realize that at that point. That would always be, like, I wouldn't cross it off my list. Who knows? Anything was possible, right?
Yeah.
I worked hard enough, you know, I worked hard enough to get as good as I was at that point, so who knows. But
yeah.
I was, realistically, I would have loved to maybe, was looking at Division II, and at that point, I did have Division II looks.
What D2 schools looking at?
So, I went into the workout, I think I told you about this plenty of times before, CW Post, it's in Long Island.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and actually the head coach at that time was Chucky Clues, who later on went to be the head coach at Iona. But I met him. I did the workouts with them, and you know, I ended up doing a workout with a couple other guys who were recruits, and they were really good. But long story short, it didn't work out, you know. But I had some looks, man, and I didn't, you know, I didn't end up getting an offer Division II, but I did have some interest out there.
Okay, all right. So we're going into senior year. We're bubbling up more interest for college. The team, the Pleasantville Panthers, are doing really well. Okay, so let's get into it. Senior year. Rob Delvolvi is a senior. Not only is he going heading into his senior year of high school basketball-wise, but he's getting ready to graduate and go to college. So how did senior year go? Let me know about it. Practices, how was your dad? Did your dad yell at you guys a lot or not?
Yeah, yelled at everybody. His coaching style was like Bobby Knight, but not maybe a little less extreme, pretty close. I got it the worst. What do you think? I got kicked out of practice once a week. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, there's a point, actually, where a couple of days in a row I was getting kicked out of practice and his class, which is pretty funny. But, yeah, no, we were locked in. Bro, my dad was an amazing coach. I hate to always give him that much credit. You know, I'll give him the credit. It's due for him. He was the best coach I've ever played for. X's and O's. There was a team that was better at us. There were teams that we beat my senior year and junior year that were more athletic than us, and they had the potential to get to the basket on us if we didn't play good defense. But we would be in defenses and switch it up to where they didn't know what to do with the ball. So my dad had us ready defensively my senior year. I don't think there was a team in the section who actually held teams to less points. That's right. Yeah. We held teams, I think, to the least amount of points at one point in the section.
So, you know, as long as we play together offensively, man, you know, we didn't get to win the section championship my junior year. We lost at the buzzer. That was fresh on my mind. I mean, you know, I cried like a little four-year-old in the locker room after. But that was on my mind every day senior year.
Okay.
So we were locked in, man.
And if you guys watched the promo, if you guys watched the promo that I put up on IG, you saw some of that that finals action. I'm saying there's a lot going on. So a lot going on in that little 2-3 minutes on YouTube.
Exactly.
It looked like you guys were fighting though. You was hitting some shots. Your teammates.
I wanted to briefly just tell you how tragic this is, because your listeners might want to hear this. We beat this team 3 times during our regular season. We had to play them the 4th time. They were in top 5 probably in the state for Class B, I should say. We would have had to beat them a 4th time in another fucking championship game, and we lost by 1 at the buzzer. So, well, let that be known. That happens. That's trash.
It's really rough. Yeah, it's really rough. It's really rough. It's really rough. But, I mean, you hung in there. You did what you had to do. And, I mean, your teammates did what they had to do. Now, this is a question that I never asked you. Your teammates, what colleges did some of them play for? I never asked you that question.
So Jack Ramsey, our center, he's really, really athletic. He actually went and played first Division III basketball in Manhattanville. He did really well there. And then he went and played he walked on – actually, let's see. I'm trying to remember. I think he did walk on to Boston College. It was Boston College. I know that. And as a receiver –
So he walked on to Boston College as a grad student?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And he actually later on even wants to play some arena type football, so he's athletic as shit.
Yeah.
And then my other forward, he went on to play a little bit of college football.
Okay.
And then my other guard was really good, Matt Nicolai, he's a lights out shooter and good point guard. He was really smart. He went to Dartmouth.
Okay. Okay. That's solid. So you have some
very
players
smart.
That also you have some players that also did what they had to do at the next level as well. Okay. So now senior year is over with. What schools are looking at you at that at this point? You got your diploma and all this. Actually, were any schools contacting you like during the school year before you got your diploma once the season was over or not?
Were they contacting me before the season started, you're saying?
No, I'm talking about like for senior year once the season was over but you still didn't graduate yet.
Once the season over, but I still didn't graduate my junior year.
Senior year.
Oh, yes. They were still reaching out to me at that point, yes.
Okay. What schools are really interested at this point?
So at that point, you know, I was like, what's the most realistic for me at that point? Like, who do I think? You know, I had to sell myself, too, as a player. I mean, look, I wasn't the biggest guy at that point. I wasn't the most athletic, so I had to do a little bit of, hey, you want to come check out my game? I'm serious, so. At that point, it was Team State and then another school, Westcon. And both of them at that point during my senior year had invited me to come play, both of them.
Okay. Wow. And you, for Westcon, did you visit or?
I did. I went on an official visit, and the name was Coach Campbell. Coach Campbell from Westcon. Really nice guy. He actually had not a bad team. You have a bad team at the time. I remember when I went to go watch.
Okay. But that wasn't – you didn't – why didn't you go there?
I didn't go there because I went to Keene State, and, you know, at that point, I listened to my parents, and I thought I was going to be a phys ed teacher. That's what they had taught me. So that was a school that I could have went to school for phys ed and played at Keene. And Keene State was actually – it's a very good D3 school. They get ranked a lot. What are they playing? The Little East Conference? The Little East Conference is called.
Okay.
So I went there, and that's why I went there, yeah.
Okay, so fast forward. Freshman year of college, your first semester, you're at Keene State. I need to hear the details on this. How did it go? What happened?
Tragic. Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that. It worked out great, but I ended up getting hurt. But I was doing scrimmaging with the team. You know, we were doing all of our scrimmaging, practicing, or I wouldn't even say it wasn't practicing at that point. It was scrimmaging because it was for D3, they don't really do team practices until closer to the season. Not like at Marist where we did it year-round, but
yeah.
We were doing scrimmages, and one night out, I was acting up, and I stepped off of a very high curb. In New Hampshire, bro, I don't know what their deal is. They have really high curbs, and I had a couple of drinks, and I stepped off the curb, and I completely destroyed my ankle. I've got a bone spur. I partially tore my Achilles, and I got a high ankle sprain all in one shot. I tried to keep, bro, it was a joke. I tried to keep playing and doing stuff. I was wobbling around, bro. I was shooting bricks. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm not, you know, at this point, they're going to tell me not to play because I'm hurt. And I realized, you know what? What the hell? I'm going through these phys ed classes. I don't want to be a damn gym teacher. What the? And I also I also don't like New Hampshire. So I left. I left New Hampshire, and I left that school. And, but, yeah, you could ask me more. I don't want to go too far.
Okay, so, yeah, so that's the fall semester. I know that's fall 2010.
Yeah.
So after that, what was going through your head? What was going through your head after that semester?
I didn't know what was going to happen. Well, I knew where I was going to go to school. I knew I was going to go to Marist. I actually went to visit my sister there, and I went out one night, and I'm like, wow, the school's a lot of fun. The school's lit. I went around the campus. You know, I actually watched the basketball team practice. I was there watching. I'm like, wow. I'm like, fuck, this is what I wanted. I wonder if there's a possibility. I'm like, nah, there's no chance. It's probably over. But I said, you know what? Let me – I'll think about it if I get it. Let me make sure I get in here and I'll think about it. So, you know, I ended up changing my mind and going there when I visited my sister.
Yeah. Okay, so change your mind. You're at Marist. Spring 2011, the semester that I met you eventually, and then it was all history from there. We just had plenty of fun, just went out every single weekend. We just clicked and meted basketball. That's what I'm,
yo, we had so much fun, bro. We had so much fun.
We had so much fun that year. But you know what made us click the most is the fact that we both played ball. That's what made us like. That's what made us click more, because we, you know, I mean, as basketball players, for all of us, we all go through the same struggles. We're all around similar people, so I mean, it's easier for us to get along. It's easy for us to get to know each other when we both have that same common interest. So yeah, so I mean, spring 2011 was fun. I mean, we went out every week. We clicked, and I mean, we just have fun. But let me see. Did you for basketball spring 2011? Were you working out at all or anything like that in the gym?
I was, dude. I was still hurt, bro. I was still hurting.
Yeah.
I was still hurting from my injury. Like, excuse me. They told me, the doctors told me, they're like, we're going to have to do these surgeries or you're not going to be able to run again. That's what they told me, and I did not accept that. And I was doing some workouts, and you know how my ankle got better, right? You know how my ankle actually got better? Do you know the story behind that?
Yeah, tell me. Enlighten us.
You know our friend Mustafa?
Yes.
So this is how good my friends were. So you included Dex too. Everyone, a lot. My friends supported the shit out of me to help me get on the team at Marist. I don't think I had really. Prior to that, I didn't have friends that supported me. I had a lot of. Honestly, I had a lot of hater friends. Whatever you want to call it, they weren't the best friends up until that point.
Yeah.
And when I met a lot of you guys, man, like I'm like, oh wow, these kids are. They really want me to play. Like, make the team. And Mustafa, what he would do, he knew I was so injured. Mustafa now is going to, I think he's a podiatrist now. Like, he's And at that time, he was doing these exercises on my ankle. And I don't know what he would do. He would yank on them certain ways. He would do it for 20 minutes a night. And all of a sudden, I felt like I can run again. I'm like, holy shit, Mustafa, it's working. He's like, dude, I know. I know. I know what I'm doing. Just keep running these rubbers. And so then, bro, I got my confidence back to be able to run and play again
at that point. Shout out to Mustafa, man. I ain't seen Mustafa in years. They had a lot of fun, a lot of funny moments with Mustafa. Shout out to Mustafa, man. That's great. Mustafa was always a great kid, man. Always nice.
Mustafa is, he's the one, man. He's a good dude. He's saving himself for that special someone, too.
Yeah. Shout out to Mustafa, man. We love you, man. Yeah. But So okay. So now we're going into summer 2011, going into fall 2011. What were you doing basketball wise summer 2011?
Summer 2011. Now I'm gonna be. This is going into my sophomore year, right? Yeah, What are we talking about?
Sophomore year. Freshman year, summer, going into sophomore year.
We're going to sophomore year, right? Okay. At that point, that's when I was working out. So that's when I started doing some workouts. I didn't say anything to Chuck that I wanted to try out at that point. I didn't even speak to Chuck at that point. I've never spoken to anyone. You know what I mean? I was just hopeful maybe I could try out. I know the year before they were, you know, our record was not good. What was our record, Dex? I think we.
Oh, wow.
Did we have the worst record in the NCAA that year?
Yeah. 2009, 2010, before we both got there, I think they only won one game. The year that we were first there, I think they won maybe like five or six games, like six, seven
that's
games
that
place. Year. Yeah. Okay. That year, and then, okay, yeah, keep going.
Okay. So at that point, I realized, right, at that point, I'm like, okay, like maybe there's room for walk-ons. I'm not sure. I didn't know what they're, you know, you don't know how it is, but I got very lucky at the end of the day that they were down to have a walk-on spot, but I didn't know what the deal was at that point.
See, let me tell the viewers, the thing was is that, like, Marist was bad at that point, very bad, to the point where a lot of their scholarship players left.
Right.
And people were graduating, too, like one walk-on. I don't know if you know Pat. I think Pat McDerby or something like that. I played against him in intramurals or whatever. He was on the team before you were. He was a senior. I'm pretty sure he graduated. There was a lot of space because nobody really wanted to go to Marist because they didn't do well. So, so keep going.
Yeah, no, that's what was going through my mind at that point. I didn't know what the deal was, but I was like, maybe there's a shot. They have space based on what you're saying, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're going into were you working out a lot that summer?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And by the way, I want to point out at this point, I'd become a physical freak of nature, jacked-wise. Dexter, I know you can attest to this.
Yeah.
I was literally in my best shape physically. Let me point out, hold on. Yes, I was working out a lot during this time. And I need to point out that I was at my physical peak. I was throwing up 225 to 13 with Parker. You know what I mean? Remember you see us?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, so I was in good cardio shape as well, and strength-wise, I was able to bang around on the court with anybody at that point, strength-wise, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I was ready.
So you had a good summer physically, working out-wise, you had a good summer. Now we're at fall 2011. I'm guessing at that point, in your mind, it's time to make the team, right?
Well, at that point, so now in fall 2011, I approach and go into the basketball basketball office, and I meet the assistant coach at the time, who was JJ, who's a cool guy, and then spoke to him, let him know my situation.
Shout to JJ. He's had a couple of NBA.
Oh yeah, big shout out.
I think he's still working. He's still working in the NBA right now. So shout to him. Shout to JJ. Shout to JJ.
Yeah.
JJ Outlaw. Shout to him. Out to him.
Right.
Yep.
And then I came back and I made another appointment with Chuck. They said, look, you know, we'll give you a chance to try out. Actually, good story too. My father never coached Chuck, but my father coached, like I told you, at St. Raymond's. And St. Raymond's is where Chuck also went to school. And Chuck wanted to play for my dad when he was younger. Because he had seen the games my dad played. So they had somewhat of a relationship. And, you know, that I think also, you know, I think that could have helped in having me get a chance to try out. Because you know how it is. Like I said, I was good enough, I believe, to really make that team. But it also comes down to luck, man. I was lucky that he said yes to try out. And that was when I got the green light to them full go hard to work out for. So let's see. He gave me the green light. And I think the tryouts were about a month and a half to 2 months later, if that, maybe less.
Okay. So, yeah, I think tryouts was in, like, October, right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
In October. Okay, so let's fast forward to tryouts. How many people did you try out against?
I want to say seven.
Seven kids. Can you name any of those kids that you tried out against? I know if I saw them, I'd know. But
I would say all of them at that point. Everyone who was trying out had had a conversation with Chuck as well, and some of them had played. Let me think about this. Dex, you remember too now. Some of them had tried out before. Some of them had played somewhere else before. And then some of them were, I think one or two of them might have just, maybe one of them just showed up. But during the tryout, that's just to give you like who was at the tryout. But during the tryout, is that what you wanted to know, what we did at the tryout?
You can't remember. You can't remember any of the names, can you?
I can't. No, man. It's messed up.
That's crazy. You don't remember anybody that was there.
No.
You didn't try out with like Toronto?
Yes. Of course, I was at the same one.
Okay, so Teron.
I don't remember the others, though, right. So Teron, Jesse, and Pat. We all made the team from that tryout, which is pretty cool.
Okay. How'd that tryout go? Because I never asked you. What did they make you do?
We did shooting drills first. We did something like cardio, believe it or not. Like they wanted to see our stamina. They had us do a lot of that. Then we did glow one-on-one drills, and then we scrimmaged.
Okay,
a lot of shooting. They wanted to see our shots. They did a lot of shooting. Some ball handling stuff. I also want to say they had to do some fast break stuff. And a lot of scrimmaging. Yeah.
Okay. How'd the scrimmaging go?
Good, bro. It was good. Actually, at one point, you know what's funny, bro? You know what I did? This is the first time story on the air of what I did during my. This is a real stupid move. I love taking pre-workout at that point. And I actually took pre-workout, an idiot, for my tryout. And it was at 7 or 6 in the morning. And, bro, I immediately have started cramping. I'm lucky that my legs were still good enough to jump. I remember we were doing a shooting drill, 20 shots in. My shot was great that I was on because I was practicing. That wasn't an issue. But I started getting cramps early on. When we got to the scrimmage, one time I drove and I got fouled or whatever. I missed. And I laying on the ground like 20 seconds. I had to stop the play because I got a severe cramp because I took the goddamn pre-workout.
Wow.
But, I did well. I did well, obviously, in the tryout.
Okay. So you made the team.
How did they
tell you you made the team? They told you after the tryout or they called you?
Yeah. It was dope. I was in my dorm and Mustafa was with me. And JJ called me. He's like, Rob, can we have a talk? I'm like, yeah. I thought he was going to tell me it's a wrap the way he said it. I'm like, all right, dude, just fucking say it. And he's like, Rob, I want to congratulate you. You know, we want to put you on this team and offer you a spot. Do you accept? I'm like, I was speechless for a second. I mean, you know, I thought maybe, you know, oh, there's a chance. But when it actually happens, your world changes, you know, changed my world right there. You know, it was basically euphoric. I would put it that way. Like, you know, it was part of it was a little bit of a dream coming true, if you want to, you know, not to be Bozzy Boy, but it was a little bit
we were. I was happy for you when you made the team. I was really happy you put it on Facebook. I just remember you putting it on Facebook, and it's the first time I ever seen, like, a comment get, like, 100-plus, a status get, like, 100-plus likes, I think. Like,
back
people were going crazy. Like, it was insane. You had, like, 50, 60 comments, like, 150 likes. Like, we was all happy for you, bro. Like, I was just like, wow. Like, Rob really did it, bro. And
it was out of nowhere, too. I was moving in silence. Bro, I always move in silence. You know what I mean? I'm always moving in silence.
Yeah. So. That was a crazy fucking moment, bro. And, I mean, you already know how I felt, but I'm like, It's really you really got to look, and this is why I wanted to do this with Rob, because it's like he came a long way, man. Like it's very hard. A lot of people, man, it's like they go to places where they know they're gonna score a lot, they know they're gonna get all types of playing time. They play like below their level, you know what I'm saying? They play at levels that, I mean, they know they're gonna dominate at, but it's not where they're supposed to be playing at. You went above your level, you know what I'm saying, to go play D1, and you proved everybody wrong. And, I mean, you you got on that level. Like, that's all that matters. I commend people. I know walk-ons. You're going to talk about – I'll talk about walk-on when you talk about, like, what you have to go through.
Yeah.
But it's just really rough. It's not easy being a walk-on. You're going to talk about that. But, I mean, we know it's not easy being a walk-on. I'm letting my listeners know because Rob's the first D1 walk-on I'm interviewing. Everybody else that I interviewed, but they're scholarship players. They're D1 scholarship players. Rob's the first walk-on that I'm talking to. It's very, very hard to get on that level. You know what I'm saying? And he put his head down, and he did what he had to do. But okay, so you made the team at this point. It's October, practices are starting. Tell me, just give me the rundown. Give me the rundown on everything that year. Let us know.
Yeah, I was shell shocked. Definitely shell shocked the first couple practices, because you know I hadn't even first of all been in a real even a high school practice for a minute, right? And then you know I wasn't even really in a team state practice for a minute, right? So it was a long time for me to be in a long practice again. And, bro, college practices at Division One are, bro, like 2.5, 3 hours. And then before that or after that, you're watching film. Before that or after that, 5 to 4 days, well, usually 5 days a week, you're doing a lift in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So you're exhausted. I was exhausted, man, in the beginning, but I got used to it. And you know me. I was work life balancing. I was definitely still going out and trying to have some fun. But in the beginning, I shut it down. You know, I wasn't doing any of that because I had to get my body used to it. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. So how did you perform during practices? How did practices go? How was your relationship with teammates? Let us know.
My teammates were all, you know, I had a good relationship with most of them. Zuby, you know, Zub, TJ, Pat. Right away, we were all boys, Adam. So that was cool. You know, I had relationships and loyalty with my boys and teammates from the jump, which is good. So that helps. That helps tremendously. Honestly, man, when you're in the beginning, when you're playing at a level, like you said, where I'm playing against kids, who really are, especially in the beginning, above my level, because I had to get back to guarding kids who were really nice again, you know, and better than kids I was guarding. So it was tough in the beginning, man. I mean, I was always doing well on shooting drills. A lot of times Chuck would use guys like me and Pat. So a lot of times our walk-ons would be used, if what people want to know is we wouldn't always be running the plays, right? Maybe we would do some of the plays here and there. But that was right. We know we're not going to be really getting in the game. And if we do get in the game, you know, we'll be ready. But that wasn't our main focus, was to get good so that we could get good enough to make our teammates better in practice. So in drills, especially where we had to scouting reports, I think we did a really good job in helping them with that, with like trying to make open shots. You know, if the team was spreading the floor a lot and Chuck wanted me and Pat on the wings to knock down shots, we would be able to do that for Chuck and the guys and help them in situations like that. So he would use us he would specialize a lot of us. So he knew Teron was a good ball handler. So what he would do with Teron is he would make Teron run a lot of point guard scout. So he used all of us in different ways, I would say. Yeah, the walk-ons.
Okay. That's solid. That's good that – so you guys were put on scout team a lot to really just mimic the opponents, which is good. So you guys really helped towards making the teammates better. So this is the first year. Were there any challenges? Were there any challenges that year that you were saying to yourself, damn, do I really want to do this? Or damn, what am I getting into? Was there any adversity that you faced? Or
no, dude, I loved it the whole time.
You loved it the whole entire time. That's
yeah,
great,
man.
That's great, man.
I mean, look, I wasn't complaining. I didn't play, man, but you never heard me complain to you too much, right? You know, that was never, I was just happy to be there.
Yeah, I feel you. Just being on that D1 pinnacle, just being on that D1, plateau, that platform is just, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you just have to take it for what it is, and you just have to do whatever the coaches tell you, have your relationships with teammates, and just take it from there. So now let's talk about the one game you were able to get into, the Rider game. which I actually was able to catch, like at the end of the game. I think I was lifting or something like that, and I walked in, and just when I – it's crazy, man, how life works. Like, just when I walked in, watching from, like, the door, look who subs in, Rob Del Bovey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what was going through your mind during that game?
Bro, I wasn't even know if I was going to get in. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going in?
Yeah.
And I got in. I actually should have shot the ball when I caught it. I forgot what I did, actually, now.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? I don't remember what I did with it, but I didn't shoot it.
I remember you got that one. You got that one rebound. Try to put it back up. You were
yeah, right. Right. Bro, you know how hard it is to come in off the bench at the end of the game and you're not even sure, and you weren't even sure you're going to get in? I was ready. Look, like I said, I was ready, but, you know, and then you're out there and you know, it's not what you think when you weren't in for 20 games, you know?
Yeah.
It's not what you think. It's not as easy as you think.
The air gets real thin, right?
My heart rate went up a lot more.
That's great.
Shit was jumping.
Okay, but let's talk about the team in regards to like wins and losses. How are you guys doing? Like, tell us, how did the games go? How did the teammates do?
I mean, we had a lot of guys that were hurt. Injuries are plaguing us all the time. You know, some guys would just be not playing for whatever reason, certain games. We didn't, you know, road games, I think it was really road games that year. Like, we couldn't win on the road. That was our big problem.
Yeah.
And then we lost the games. Sometimes we lost games we shouldn't have lost. One time we lost to, it was University of Pennsylvania. And we lost on Thanksgiving to them. And that was the angriest I ever saw Chuck get. I'm not even going to repeat what he said, but basically what he said is we lost to a bunch of people that we should not have lost to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, we had our rough ups. We had a lot of downs and some ups. But I think that season overall, like, you know, it was a tough year for us. But, you know, the next year, I think we did a little bit better.
Okay. So it wins and losses, it was tough. I know it was tough. Maris was, I mean, y'all struggled a lot, to be honest.
And I think we lost in the first round of the MAC, right?
I don't remember what happened with the MAC tournament, but I just know like the school struggled a lot. Were you there when you guys scrimmaged Kentucky? Were you there? No, you didn't get to go to that game, did you?
Mm-mm. No, that was right. Well, that was right when I made it.
Yeah.
That next weekend, I think they played them or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they didn't let any of the walk-ons go on that trip.
No, that's right. No.
Okay. Yeah. I meant to ask you that before. That would have been crazy.
I don't know about a uniform at that point. They might have given me one like the week after. It was like we made it like so soon, like really, like not long before that. I mean.
Okay. All right. So that was that would have been crazy if you were there, but yeah, man. So that wraps up the first year that you were there. You had a great experience as a walk on. The team didn't do too hot, but I mean, you stuck it out for the whole entire year. I mean, subbed in for that one game. And I commend you, man. I commend you. 5 a.m. practices. Some days I know you guys had two-a-days. And you did that from October all the way up until March. And that's commendable. Right? And to only play like a minute in one game in that stretch, that's commendable. And that means that you really cared about the school. you really have to care about a school to do that. And I commend you for that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look. People think that they wouldn't. If you really like basketball and you think that you're good, and people want to say, oh, you didn't play that much? Okay, well, what fucking team did you play on?
Yeah.
That's what I was like. Sometimes people, it's a very rare few. It's about 1 out of 20 people, the ones, like I said, I've had plenty of haters. But you'll get the idiots that will say, like, you know, like, oh, well, Rudy, no. We were at the games. We played every day one-on-one against, like, these players. It was you had to be good to be able to do that, you know. So,
yeah.
And, look, at the end of the day also, you know, I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm here. I mean, you did what you had to do, man. I know the whole story. I want people to know, and I want people to know that you stuck it out and you didn't. I want people to start giving you, even though it's years later, some people are going to listen to this podcast and be like, okay, yeah, Rob went through a lot. Rob went through a lot, and he did it no matter what. I mean, he could have easily just rehabbed his leg the way Mustafa rehabbed your leg. You could have done that with somebody else and went D3, you know what I'm saying, and did what you had to do there, maybe D2. But you wanted to play at the highest level. So, and that's what you
call karma. Hey, they weren't shooting with me in the gym. Look, I'm telling you, look, you know why one year I made 53s? I took probably 60,000 shots a couple months before the season started.
Yeah, you just gotta, and that's for my young listeners. You gotta work, man. You guys gotta put in the work. Every single day, right. You guys gotta put in the work, man. The shooting, the ball.
And guess what? I coached a little bit. I was doing some coaching after college too. And guess what? These kids nowadays, they don't want to work. They want to do lacrosse and play basketball, or they want to play three sports. No, I played one sport. I liked baseball a lot too. Growing up, I stopped playing it and lived for basketball. So
yeah. That's it.
And guess
what?
So that's why, at the end of the day, you get to – karma will help you out sometimes. You'll get some luck if you work hard.
Definitely. Now let's go into senior year. Not too sorry. Let's go into junior year, Maris. Junior year. So what were you doing off-season? We was lit during the off-season.
Yeah.
We was lit during the off-season. The first year, spring 2012, we was lit during the off-season. Lit. And then after that, let's talk about summer of 2012. Were you still, like, working out every day? How was basketball?
Yeah, still was doing workouts. I didn't have to go up to the school during the summer workouts. But I was doing my own workouts. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, well, the scholarship players at some point have to be up there. But I didn't have to do that. But I was doing my own workouts. And that was it. And then we were ready to get back into it for the next year, man. You know, I was doing my own workout, so.
Perfect. So we're working out, we're lifting. At this point, you're a monster in the gym, you know what I mean? Doing the basketball stuff as well. And then we're going into fall 2012. What's your mindset going into fall 2012?
That point, bro, I think our team at that point, we had some new guys come in. Who came in that year? We had a couple of who came in there. Was that the year of Phil came in? We had a bunch of new, actually, young guys I still talk to today. And our team was looking better. You know, we had some promise. And I was in the same position, you know, man. At that point, hey, I'm saying, look, hey, you know, maybe this is the year, if I prove myself to trust, there could be a chance now it's my second year, I could get some playing time. But, you know, that's it. I didn't end up getting much more playing time, obviously. But that was always that's always something that I was always hoping to work towards. And then same thing, man, working, making my team work better, bro. You know, that's what my goal was.
Okay. So you're going into fall 2012. You're focused. You're trying to get some more playing time, of course. Some new players are coming in. Is Chuck telling you anything at this point in regards to playing time or not? Just basically the same stuff.
No. Chuck is not saying anything to me about playing time. Same, you know, I actually had a good relationship with Chuck. As you know, I didn't finish sophomore year. I didn't go to the MAC tournament or any of that. I didn't finish a lot of the last part, the latter part of the season, you could say. But that had nothing to do with Chuck. That was more personal. But Chuck, you know, I think Chuck, put it this way, I think if I had – a little bit more size to me, and I could do a little bit more and showed myself a little bit more in practice, Chuck would have played me. He would have, but – and another thing, too, that people realize, I mean, this goes without saying, if you're a walk-on and you're getting playing time over the scholarship players, I mean, Dexter, we've had this conversation before, that's not going to make the coach look great for his scouting, right? And and I'm not saying that to mean that I was better than any of the guys that we have scholarship. But that's also a reality, right?
Yeah.
So my relationship was good with Chuck.
Yeah, as a walk-on, I mean, the scholarship players are the ones that they have to pay for to come to the school and things like that. So, I mean, it's not going to look good for a walk-on to get more pop. than a scholarship player. So I mean, it's politics at the same time. But hey, I mean, it is what it is. Okay, so we get into fall practices, games. How's everything going? Junior year.
Like I said, I think we were doing better at that point. Same shit, man. Like, same thing, man. I was just happy to be there. Like, I actually got in a game. I think I did get in. I didn't get in a game that second year, Dex.
You have you did. I think you got in. You got in against Maine. You got in against Maine.
Okay, there you go.
You guys were blowing them out. You fought like 50.
Right. And yeah. I did not score. So that's how I know. It wasn't that great. I wasn't that memorable, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you got into that game against Maine. You guys are doing better on the team. Record-wise, it's still about the same, right? Losses, wins, not doing good on the road.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Actually, did we beat – no, that was – never mind. I was going to think my senior year when I wasn't on the team. We beat Vanderbilt, but that was my senior year. Excuse me. Junior year, right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
So you feel like you got, like, significantly better between junior year – sophomore year and junior year?
You know, I'll be honest. I think I was still taking a lot of shots. But for whatever reason, I think it might have been because of lifting. You know, I had so much more muscle than I did in high school at that point. My shot never felt the same. It was good. But I improved in a lot of other ways. I think, first of all, defensively, I always thought I was good in high school. But when you have to guard Zub, when you have to guard Zub from half court, you know what I mean? Like, that's hard work.
Yeah,
so, I was, but by my second year, I felt a lot more comfortable doing that, comfortable.
Okay, so I would say you definitely got more comfortable. You definitely got better, quicker, got more adjusted to the D1 stage. So after fall semester, obviously, you didn't finish the season for personal reasons. We're not going to get into that, but I mean, everybody has their own story. But I know you were missing basketball a lot that spring semester. I know you really wanted to play again. I know you were going through a lot. But coming into were you still keeping in shape though? Like after like whatever.
Yeah,
whatever,
obviously, hell yeah, I was. And then what happened is, well, I was totally doing that until my senior year. Well, Chuck got fired my junior year, and then senior year, Coach Bauer came in.
Yep.
Oh, shit, I just shit on Chuck. But you know what? Chuck's a man, but he did get let go.
Uh-huh. Do you think he deserved to get let go?
I wouldn't say that. No.
You wouldn't say
that? No, he did not deserve to get let go. Not for his replacement. Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. He was Chuck would have been loyal to the team at least. I mean, look. Chuck, I think Chuck – X and O's wise, if you speak to players on our team, you know, I think things could have been a little bit different with that. And I think, he was a really good person, Chuck. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
And now he's an assistant at Indiana. But, you know, he was let go. And then, you know, I don't think it was fair he was let go because his replacement was terrible. Was absolutely horrible. That guy was a joke. He also looks like a weirdo. Jared, look at him. Go Google him. What's his name?
Jeff Bauer, I think.
Yeah, so anyway, they hired him, and, the guy's not a good guy. So I think, Chuck, to answer your point, and look, that guy ended up leaving a year later. So, no, they shouldn't have let Chuck go yet. No.
Okay, so you're coming into to senior year. I already graduated from Marist. I graduated spring 2013. Fall 2013 is here. What's going on with basketball? You talked to the coach. You went to go make initial.
Yeah, I tried to. I tried to. He had bad vibes because he was questioning why, like, you should want to always, why should I let you play again? You should try out type of deal with me. And at that point, you know what? Here's the other deal, too. At that point, I had just done a summer internship. I was kind of working out basketball, but to be honest with you, not as much. And I was down to say, you know what, man, I did my thing. I'm going to go out on top. I'm not going to let this guy dictate how I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
And nobody liked that dude either, FYI. But, well, I shouldn't speak for everybody else. But a lot of people did. Yeah, bro, and that was it, man. And I had a lit-ass time my senior year, too.
Okay, so you had a lit-ass time. The coach.
And your ass didn't visit me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was going through my. Don't. We'll talk about that later, man. Don't do that here. But
you kind of went your separate ways with the coach. He kind of just was going like at a different path. But hey, at the end of the day, don't even. It's cool. You feel me? Like coaches, when it's pilots, like with coaches, they do what they want, man. And sometimes they want you. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they want to pick on you, and it's all good because, I mean, you did your thing. I mean, you was on the team for a year and
a half.
Yeah,
it was no sweat, bro. I was a little disappointed, but guess what? I went out that weekend, had a good time, and that was the end of that. I did my thing. But no. But facts, though, like, it was lit, man. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I got to do my thing. I got to be on the team, you know. Something we always talk about. That's why I'm on today talking with you. So,
yeah.
You know, everything works out, bro, and everything happens for a reason, man, right?
Yeah.
So.
It was a great experience. So, at this point, you're done. You're done playing basketball, correct? You were done. After Maris was over, you pretty much, you gave up pretty much.
Yeah. And since Maris, my shot has gotten trash.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted, though. I will still... Anyone hears this and wants to Instagram me, Rob43OK, do that and play me with money, though. It has to be more than $20 or $50. And give me 1 week to get in shape.
You heard it here first. Just give Rob a week, and it's slow for you. Just give him a week.
Right.
That's
I
awesome,
do need a week, though.
Just a week. And don't leave him open either, because he's going to shoot that bitch.
Facts.
He's going to shoot the shit out that bitch. But
that's all facts.
Yeah, but so I mean, fast forward to now, you've been working ever since you graduated from school, man. Let's talk about just real quick. Let me brush on stuff after marriage.
Sure.
Rob got to work as soon as he was done. New York Life Insurance Company, pharmaceutical companies. Rob got on the corporate train as soon as school was done. I mean, he moved on from basketball, he let it go, and now he's working now. Let him know where you're working at now.
Yeah. So basketball, just so you know, was always a great thing to have on my resume. I want to start off saying that. So I started off, I did sold insurance at New York Life, then I did pharmaceutical sales, then I was in surgical sales in the operating room. I don't know who the hell let me in there. I was doing that.
Yeah.
Now I sell a lot of disease, so these instruments that test for all different types of diseases.
Yeah.
And one of them actually is COVID. One of them is COVID. So that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
When do you think they're gonna let us outside again?
I'm not speaking on that on here, boy. I got the FBI on my ass. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know, bro. Like you everyone watches the news. Same. My answer will be the same as everyone answers watching the news. We don't know, you know?
Yeah.
This shit might go on till 2022. Who the hell knows, man?
Yeah.
Need a vaccine. That's what I know.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so, yeah, that's Rob's career pretty much. Definitely got it from the ground up, worked his tail off, was playing varsity since he was like 14, 3 years of varsity, and just doing what he had to do, man. Walked on Division I. Could have went D3, could have went D2, chose to play at the highest level, didn't play, but, I mean, did what he had to do, though. It's politics, and as a walk-on, that's what comes with it. You got to do all the dirty work, but it doesn't matter, though. Just the pride and just the thought of playing at a Division I program is really all that matters at the end of the day. And Rob really loved Maris, let me tell you. Me, I don't – it is what it is. Rob really loved the school. Rob still wears the colors. He still wears the Marist stuff. Rob is a Marist Red Fox for life. For life. So, I mean, that's a quick touch on that. For all kids listening, go to a school that you love. Whether you're going to play much, go to a school that you like. Go to a school that you – don't just go to a school because, oh, he promised me super minutes and blah, 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 and boom, 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 and this, that, and the third. No, go to a school that you like. Go to a school that you enjoy so that, I mean, you're going to have fun there, and you're going to be happy. Like, so the key to basketball is being happy. I mean, I'm someone,
right,
who I bounced around here and there because I wasn't playing at places that I liked. You know what I'm saying? So I bounced around a lot because, I mean, if I wasn't happy, I'm out. Like, Rob was pretty happy his whole career. I mean, Pleasantville, I mean, playing for his dad, Marist. He's fortunate. A lot of people don't have that. There's people that jump from school to school to school to school to school. Rob didn't have that problem. He was straightforward. You know what I'm saying? He had that little he had his challenging moment at Keene, but he bounced back. Like, he had the opportunity to go where he wanted to go, which is definitely a blessing. And, I mean, congrats to that, because not everybody, a lot of people that don't get that. I mean, a lot of people have to bounce around. And, I mean, shouts to you,
yeah,
for that.
Man.
But, yeah, speak
Thanks,
on
man.
That if you want to. Speak on that if you want to.
No, I'm really, you said it for me. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lucky, dude. I was raised the way I was. I mean, look, I was raised, and I still live my life the same way I was raised, which is consistent
mm-hmm.
work ethic and, you know, persistency. And that's
yeah.
what I. That's why I'm in the position I'm in now, and that's why I think, you know, luck was able to be on my side at Marist and have an opening for me, and I was fortunate enough to make it. And, you know, I didn't get to have my dream right away after – look, I didn't even get to win the championship. I had to watch two buzzers in a row and the other team get handed a gold ball in high school. But you know what?
Yeah.
Shit happens, and if you work hard, you might get lucky too, and you never know what could happen. So that's what happened to me. That's my life story, man. You got to just work hard, and you can get lucky.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So moving on. Now let's get off everything. Now let's talk about one thing. If you know what's
yeah.
funny, that we're doing this interview the same year that JJ Redick misses the playoffs for the first year in his career. Who do you blame for that? Who do you blame for JJ Redick not making the playoffs his first year in his career?
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again.
J.J. Redick is missing the playoffs for the first year in his career, the same as that time we're doing this interview. Who do you blame for that?
Who do I blame for J.J. missing the playoffs?
Yes.
Corona.
You blame Corona? You think them playing in the bubble has something to do with it?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't think Lonzo Ball had anything to do with it?
No, Lonzo Ball's trash, bro. I
No, I like Lonzo Ball. I'm just saying. I'm not. I like Lonzo Ball. Rob obviously doesn't. But, I mean, yeah, I just have to touch base on that real quick. Because if everyone doesn't know, J.J. Redick is Rob's favorite player. Rob let me know that as soon as I met him, he let me know. Like, the first week that I met him, he let me know that J.J. was his guy that he always looked up to. And I know he's
yeah,
a
people didn't
want to
believe in J.J. They don't want to believe in him, but look what he did, right?
Yeah, JJ did a lot. JJ is a phenomenal shooter. JJ accomplished a lot in his career, and he has nothing to be down about. He might not ever win a chip, but definitely a streaky shooter for sure. I mean,
right.
even though I mean Duke and Louisville, I mean Louisville shitted on Duke, especially during the times when me and Rob were in college undergrad. Louisville shitted on Duke a lot. And a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, but they were always much better though. I mean, and I wouldn't say they shitted on Duke too much.
Yeah, there were times. I mean, there were times that Duke beat us, but for the most part, during those years with Russ Smith, tell us. Oh my goodness! Last thing that we're going to touch on real quick, Russ Smith. Tell us about your experience with Russ Smith. I know you told me you met him before. I want to hear it from the beginning to end. Being that,
yeah,
Russ
I was on his hoop. I was on his hoop group team, and our hoop group team was ridiculous at that time. There was another Division I player on our team. I forgot where. I think he went to Jacksonville, but
okay.
Russ Smith was being a freak of nature in the hoop group, and at one point. He had done a dunk over somebody,
uh-huh.
and everybody was – all the coaches that were sitting on other benches were
yeah.
all watching our game. Every single coach, there's like 30 of them.
Yeah.
And you could see some of the schools, like Dayton, like, you know, all these guys were watching them. Like, it was crazy.
What year was this? Was this your junior year of high school, sophomore
yeah,
year?
It's my junior year, yep. I don't know if he's – I don't know what year he was.
Rob, Russ is in, I think Russ is in my grade. He's in my grade, graduated high school 2009, went to prep school 2010, then went to Louisville.
Okay. So it was
yeah.
my sophomore, junior year of high school, I remember, yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous that you got to play with Russ, man.
That's
fucking
he
ridiculous.
Nice.
I
he
mean,
was fucking nuts.
Russ follows me on Twitter. He follows a lot of people on Twitter. I might have like interacted with him on Twitter a couple of times. He's a nice guy, man, and he's tough, man. Russ is tough. He's the player that killed Yaduk dudes like over and over and over again, man. Over and over and over again.
You gotta give him credit. I give him credit.
Yeah, Russ was tough, man. He was tough. But Rob Del Bozzi, thank you so much for doing this interview. You're gonna inspire a lot of kids with this interview, man. A lot of kids are gonna look at this and say, man, he had a happy career. I mean, you had a happy career. Let's put it that way. A lot of people were down, even me, down. Had a lot of downs. You had a happy career from high school, middle school, elementary school. You had a happy fucking career, man. You had no problems at all being a walk on and doing all the little stuff. You had no problems at all, man. And that's I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, my man. Thanks for having me on here, brother.
Uh-huh. So if anyone gets the chance, go on Instagram. Tell them your Instagram real quick. Tell them to go follow you.
Rob4, the number 4, the word 3, okay. The letters okay.
Yep. Go follow Rob. You know what I'm saying? And if you have any questions for him, send him a DM. He'll be more than happy to answer. And this podcast is going to be on all platforms, Anchor, Spotify. The link is going to be out soon, so everybody just stay tuned for that. And once again, Rob, I mean, you know, I'm gonna hit you up either tomorrow. You know, I'm gonna hit you up by the end of the week. But thank you so much for coming on. I love you, my brother for life. You feel me? Thank you so much.
I love you, man. Yo, you gotta get dinner with me in the next couple of weeks soon.
Yeah,
I don't want to do this Corona shit. We'll wear some masks.
We'll talk about that off air, but I'm gonna talk to you soon, my guy.
All right, my man.
All right, peace.